Okay, so we have a quorum here. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order for the Pajaro Valley Healthcare District. And Beatrice, can we have a roll call?
Gable Cox here. Nahida. Nunez.
Here.
Pimentel.
Here.
Bill. We have a quorum.
So we'll move on to item number two on the agenda. That is consideration of late additions to the agenda from staff. Staff, are there any today?
Or none.
Okay. Moving forward, we'll move on to item number three on the agenda. That's public comment. Beatrice, if you'd like to read off the announcement for public comment for those joining us online, if there are any, and for the people here in person.
Now is the time for comment. If you wish to speak, please find the hand icon on the bottom of the screen and click on the icon to raise your hand. I will call you by name when it is your turn. We ask that you please state your name at the beginning of your comment. Once you begin speaking, the timer will start. The countdown timer will display on the screen. If you're calling by phone, please dial *9 now to join the speaker queue. This will virtually raise your hand. I will identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. Please dial *6 to unmute yourself and begin to speak. At the end of the 2 minutes, your microphone will be muted. And if you are here in the room and you want to speak, please line up. And please give us your name and speak loudly so we can hear in the recording and state your name.
Do we have anyone in the room that wishes to speak to items that are not on the agenda, today's agenda at this moment? Anyone online, Beatrice?
There's no one raising their hand.
Okay. Then we'll go ahead and close down public comment and we'll go to our report from our CEO, Stephen Sully.
No report today. We're going to go straight into June's presentation.
Okay, cool. We'll move on from item number 4 to number 5. It's comments from board members. We only have 3 in attendance today. I'll give the floor to either my fellow board member, Marcus Pimentel, or Katie Gabriel Cox, if you'd like to report anything first.
Nothing to report out, just glad to have elections behind us and look forward to working with our new board member and looking forward to the opportunity to thank our possibly outgoing board member with some big time kudos for all the work she did in 2022.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Pimentel. We'll move on from item number 5 to item number 6. That is report from subcommittees and or ad hoc subcommittees of the board, if any. I'll just comment very quickly on our subcommittee, on the fund development subcommittee. We continue to meet every other Wednesday. We met this morning and we talked about a few fund development items. One is how we are going to reach back out to some of the people who donated to the campaign to save Wattsville Community Hospital. It's a lot of great work going there. We also talked about a few of the other items that are on our agenda here tonight. I won't eat into June Ponce's time here, and I'll let her talk about that here today. But just very quickly, still want to let everyone know that we're still meeting every other Wednesday, and we're moving forward with a few initiatives for the fund development team. Dr. Gabriel Cox, anything to add? Or Marcus, anything? Okay, and we'll move on to number 7. Any informational items here tonight? It doesn't look like there are any. Moving on to number 8, a consent agenda. This is items A and B on the agenda for here tonight. I won't read them off, but do we have any clarifying questions from the board to staff on the 2 items on today or tonight's consent agenda? Any public comment on tonight's consent agenda items? And anyone online, Beatrice?
No one.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion for the two items on our consent agenda.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Beatrice, if you can pull the board.
Campbell Cox?
Aye.
Nunez?
Aye.
Pimentel?
Aye.
The motion carries.
Okay, we're breezing right through. So move on to item number 9, and we're to our regular agenda items. This includes item number 9A, approval of district project affiliation overview and new project board member core qualifications. First, start off with an oral report from June Ponce, our director of marketing for the long range.
Good afternoon, members of the board. June Ponce, director of marketing, growth, and outreach for Watsonville Community Hospital. Today, and welcome, Marcus. Thank you for being here. Today, we're going to talk about something, another exciting part. A few weeks ago, I came to you explaining or showcasing the intent or the interest to explore how the project who did a lot of the fundraising to save the hospital. We asked for exploration of making that or turning that into the fundraising arm of the hospital. That conversation went well. Now it's part two. So this part two is to pretty much the summary is the project was established to help raise funds to acquire the hospital. Well, they have successfully completed that. And so now that the hospital has been acquired, the district has acquired the hospital, now we're looking at then what? And so the next action item would be to have the project and the district have some sort of affiliation, right? The other thing that we are looking at and having the affiliation will allow for the selection, the approval and selection and removal of the members who are currently on the project board. And this district will select the first post-affiliation board members. So there's two things that are happening. In addition, as we explore this new board member, we are recommending that the project board members who were approved by the district meet certain criteria and core qualifications. I will explain those in detail in a few. And ultimately, we want new board members, again, to be committed to further enhance the values of the hospital and support us. The other thing that we are looking at is post-affiliation is to amend the Articles of Incorporation and change the purpose of the project from raising funds to acquire the hospital to raising funds to benefit the ongoing operations of the hospital. So that's essentially the overview of the interest in affiliation. What we look for the new project board members is we want our future board members, again, to believe in the mission and the vision, right? We want to make sure that they support the hospital, they support the mission, they support that we are here to serve our patients in the greater Pajaro Valley. We want our board members to be dedicated and committed, right, to help us achieve the goals of the organization and commit in raising revenue for the operations of the project. Also, we want them to lead and influence others. That's really the key to any foundation. Are they influencers, right? Can they give? Do they know? Can they speak to and can they speak with their personal and networks and speak on the mission and the vision of the hospital and what our interests are. They hold fiduciary responsibility. That's absolutely what we need. We need board members to hold the project accountable for long-term financial stability for the organization so we can then support the hospital and their mission. Also, we're looking for inclusivity. We want our board members to reflect the community that we serve. So with that being said, any comments or questions regarding the overview or core qualifications for future board members?
I'll open it up to Marcus or to any questions, any clarifications from either of you?
Are we at a point of thinking about like what the application process looks like?
We have identified a few individuals and we've had conversations with a few, mainly folks that have been supportive or expressed some sort of an interest and have been supported with the project, with the project, or are supportive of the hospital in general, or have been received services with us. So we've had that. Our intent is to continue building. I think with the next agenda item, you will notice that we'd like to have between 5 to 15 board members. We plan to start small initially and then expand.
Marcus, anything?
I think my question got answered, June, so I appreciate that. But maybe I'll put it out there and you can just affirm the obvious statement. The current board members would offer their letters of resignation. There would be nothing that would stop them from reapplying, but we would open it up to them or anybody else in the community.
Yes, but there will be a nominating process.
Yep.
They would resign to follow the process, and then with the new board, there would be a nomination committee.
Yep.
So the nomination committee would nominate, create a slate of potential board members. That board would vet it, and then we would come back to the district. So there's a process. Yes.
I have kind of following up on that, June. Have any of those original founding members shown any interest in that? I know that they all have full-time jobs.
I think they're ready to transition. I heard from multiple. I think they're ready to transition.
They've done so much already.
And we certainly appreciate them. And for the first couple of years, let's build a solid group. There's a lot of individuals who expressed interest and clearly showed their contributions to the hospital. So there's room for growth.
Yeah. Okay.
But I can honor and respect what they've done this past year. And, we'll accept that they're ready to transition so that we can carry the baton for the next year.
Then my only other question is, under the inclusivity core qualification, for the core qualifications, the sentence is vague enough so that it, I think it allows people who don't necessarily live within our district bounds to also apply. Is that right? If someone at this moment is just like outside of it or something like that, they would still be able to apply for one of the board seats?
Well, we want connections,
sure.
Right? We want connections. Inclusivity can mean multiple things, right? They can work here, they can work in the area, not necessarily live here. That's a possibility. I think that is why we left it vague, because if we want to make sure that it reflects our community, or at least show the individual shows that they have great intentions of supporting the mission and the vision. Of course, like we said, everything comes with the nominating process and it comes with the vetting process. So if we feel that someone doesn't fit the need, of course we will explore and have these conversations. But our hope is that they're willing to use their connections. There's a lot of dot-comers, let's just say that, that don't live in this area, and I would like to. And we, you know, we partner with Kaiser, and so they may have folks in North County who's, who say, you know what, I'm a Kaiser patient. I support this hospital. How can I make this work? So we left it vague so that we can explore all those options. It's not just Watsonville. Our hospital not only serves Watsonville. We know that. So I think allowing a little bit of that flexibility is good, because we're not inclusive to only our region. We're open. You from Hollister, we love you. Come. You from Silicon Valley, come. We will take care of you. And I think that's the overall message that, that we want to make sure that all are welcome.
No, I'm happy about that, because as we saw during the fund development process, there's people from all over the Central Coast that donated to us, and I'm sure people that, you know, one sticks out of my mind from Santa Cruz, an old friend who, you know, made a huge donation, who I think would be interested in something like this, or who would make a great fit for this as well, too. And
yeah,
we saw that our community, the Pajaro Valley, is definitely the community that the hospital serves primarily, but that we also have a huge ripple effect. The number of people and other communities that we serve around us as well too. So this is great. Anything else before we go out to public comment?
Just a future question, no need to answer, but just thinking through logistics, if we get to the affiliation date and we happen, and we might, if there's a delay in appointing new board members, I presume this board would act as the body of the new affiliated project. So that's just not a question, but just thinking through preparing for a contingency, how we might best prepare for that contingency.
That may be an Allison question.
Yeah. And that can come later. I'm just wanted to plant that seed that we should be prepared how to manage through that if it were to occur.
Yeah, so in the overview of the affiliation, which is in your materials, there actually is a sort of a step-by-step process, which was alluded to earlier about what has to take place. And I mean, from what I understand, the current board has to get back to their position. So they're you know, they want this to move forward just as much as, you know, you guys do as well. I don't think that we would be doing this affiliation without their resignation. I think that's part of the step. So I think the whole process would probably be delayed if their resignations were delayed. Is that answering your question, Mark?
It's the alternative. If we accept their resignations but don't have new appointments yet, does this body, the district, by default become the new board until we appoint new board members?
Oh, I don't think we would be accepting the resignations without the slate, you know. I think those things are all going to go hand in hand.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, and Allison, isn't this technically, I mean, it is a not-for-profit on its own, and so it's not currently controlled in that way.
Right now, it's controlled by, there are three designators right now, I believe, let me see if I can pull that up really fast. It's a designator. So in the nonprofit context, a designator is sort of like the owner. So nonprofits aren't owned by anybody. But for example, the district is the sole member of the nonprofit. So a designator, you can think about it a little bit of the same way. There are three designators now. I believe that Salud's one of them. The county is another one. And I'm failing at the third, but those three designators right now have appointed the current board. So what we're doing, one of the things that we're doing in this process, and everything will happen simultaneously on the same day when we're done, but we're amending the project's bylaws. And so the current designators, like the county, Salud, they are not going to be the designators anymore. And the district's going to be the designator. And the district is going to come up with a first slate of directors that will replace the current directors. So the current directors will resign and the new directors will be appointed. And then after that process takes place, in years to come, there will be the there is a process for how to nominate new board members, and the district is going to have approval rights over those board members, but they won't select them. So they will only be selecting this initial slate.
The third one is the city of Watsonville.
Okay, thank you. I didn't have the current bylaws in front of me, so I that was failing me. But did that help answer your question? Yeah. So right now, like the current board members aren't going to be resigning until we have replacements for them. So all of this has to come together, and that's why right now, the memorandum of understanding that you have in your materials, we don't have the affiliation date set yet because we don't know when that's going to be. But once the district, figures out who they might want to have to be the initial slate, we'll tie all this together and everything's going to happen on that one affiliation date.
That's great news. I'm glad they're going to hang on until we get there.
So yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. They're not going anywhere. We're just, they need to get focused back on their day jobs. Yep. And so, hopefully within the next, month or two, we will have this restructured and we can, let them go on their way.
Thank you.
And just as a reminder, you do have an ad hoc committee, and Jasmine, board member Jasmine Nahida, Board Friel, Stephen, and myself, we are the ad hoc committee. So the materials that you're seeing fellow board members have reviewed and discussed, and so it's just, we're just going through the motions in the process.
Any other questions for open up to public comment here? Okay, so we'll open up to public comment. Anyone here in person? Like it. Anyone online, Beatrice?
Yes, we do have one. I believe Dr. Gallagher, go ahead and start speaking.
Hi, good evening, folks. My only question is about the tax exempt status. If there's a change in the bylaws or the articles of incorporation and the mission, does that in any way jeopardize the tax exempt status of the project?
I can address that question if you would like. We are considering an amendment to the bylaws, but we are not planning to amend the bylaws in a way that would at all affect the tax exempt status. So the language will be carefully worded. But because the project is still going to be the fundraising arm of the hospital, there should not be a problem with the tax exempt status. We have to do some wordsmithing because before it was raising funds to help the district purchase the hospital, and now it's raising funds to help the district, in its ongoing administration of the hospital. But we would not be doing this if the tax exempt status of the project would be affected at all. Actually, one of the reasons we are thinking about affiliating with a project right now is because it does have that tax exempt status, and the alternative would be for the district to form its own entity that could serve as a fundraising arm. But there's really, it's more efficient to do it with an entity that already has that tax exempt status. So we all definitely want to make sure the entity maintains that, and we will not be amending the organizational documents of the project that in any way that would affect that adversely.
Thank you. Dr. We didn't have a timer on you, but I'll allow you to say another comment if you have one, or ask another question. Sorry about that.
No, thank you. That was my question, my only question. And I appreciate the sense that about the election, the news, but I'm still holding my breath because there are still about 17,000 ballots to be counted that the election, the county election office posts when they're going to deliver new data, and it's every day at 4 o'clock. So I look forward to the day when it's all confirmed, and I'm there with you folks. Thank you.
Yep. Anybody else of interest?
That's it.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and close down the public comment, and I'll entertain a motion for this item.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Beatrice, can you pull the board?
Yes. Gabriel Cox?
Aye.
Nunez?
Aye.
Pimentel?
Aye.
Carries.
Okay, so June will stay up there and we'll move on to item 9B, a review of the project district memorandum of understanding. Whenever you're ready.
Hello again. So this is a more of an informational piece. There's no need to make any, it's only for information, it's for your review. So what you will see in your packet is the draft memorandum of understanding. It really is a roadmap of what you will expect to see in the next couple of weeks. It allows you, the district, to make sure that we follow any, do our due diligence with any financial that the project currently has, any contracts that they currently have. That's really doing our due diligence. Also, it highlights part of which you have not received, but a communication plan in terms of how we will transfer the communications with those donors who contributed to the project. How will we announce and share that to the community? Also, it just gives you a breakdown of when the approval of the amendment will happen, the resignation of the board members, the consent of the designators. And really, it really is going to be the guiding principle to get us to the affiliation stage. Also in your packet, you will notice that there is a draft bylaws. There's been some edits to those bylaws. We are increasing, one of the biggest highlights is increasing the board membership, recommending from a maximum of 15 board members and no less than 5 board members. Because we are a board who is looking at doing some fundraising, when you have a fundraising board, you tend to want to have a larger group of board membership so that we can all bring in some funds and connections. So that's one of the biggest changes that you will see in the bylaws. Again, this is all informational. There's no need for a motion or to approve. If there is any changes, any recommendations or comments, you're welcome to share individually with me and with Noel Kavanaugh. And we are happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the board or June or staff here?
I don't have any questions, just acknowledging the good work that's been done. This even at the draft version is well thought through. I like the edits proposed, so thank you.
I don't have any questions either. Since we do have to go out for public comment on this, so open up to people, nobody here in person, will open up online.
Dr. Gallagher, do you wish to speak?
No, thank you, no.
We have no one.
Okay. June, thank you so much for the presentations.
Thank you.
And that concludes our regular agenda items. And move on to item number 10, adjournment. And I will adjourn this meeting. Thank you, everyone. Shut up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, all.
Marcus.
Bye.